It was a one-room cottage, perhaps 20 by 30 feet. The roof had probably once been thatched. But now nothing was left but ceiling beams woven with brambles, which created a roof of green leaves. Splotches of sunlight fell through the leaves onto the dirt-covered floor. Gabriel made an exploratory probe in the floor with his penknife, revealing rotted floorboards. Puzzling. Everything was coated with rotten loam. Everything, that is, except the skeleton. That had been laid out recently.
"Precisely like the grim tale," Winkler said, holding up the lantern. "Little chairs and a table, and 7 kleine beds along the wall there. Observe those small pots and kettles by the fireplace, and spoons and plates."
He lifted a dirt-covered plate from the table.
"Of pewter. Our charlatans were certainly faithful to the Grimm's text, Schneewittchen."
"The style of the spoons,"
Gabriel picked up a begrimed spoon from the table,
"is 16th century, is it not? I don't know a great deal about German antiquities, yet I recall seeing a similar design at a castle in Scotland."
Winkler brought his lantern close and squinted at the spoon.
"The peasants tend to reproduce the same styles for century upon century, making their objects difficult to date. They have not the capacity for originality, you see."
He crawled away.
"What have we here?"
Gabriel looked up. Winkler held the lantern high. The middle ceiling beam glinted behind leafy brambles.
"Gold," Gabriel said, and then recited a line from the Grimm's Snow White. "The 7 dwarves spent their days mining ore and digging for minerals."
"Ugh, you are falling under the spell, Penrose."
Winkler moved the lamp along the length of the ceiling beam. Much of it was coated with dirt. But here and there they saw that its surface was carved wooden relief, and flecks of gold leaf and colorful chipped paint still remained.
"We shall have this beam and the skeleton removed and carried to the castle,"
Winkler said,
"and clean and inspect them after luncheon. It must be 12 o'clock already."
"If the images on this beam are still intact," Gabriel said, "they could provide clues to the mystery of this cottage."
It was an effort to sound disinterested. His secret life's obsession was to compile a collection of relics that would at last prove, indisputably, that fairy tales were based upon historical events. Until he did so, however, he needed to keep quiet or become the laughingstock of academe.
"That is all very well and good."
Winkler had crawled past the skeleton and was pushing back out through the doorway.
"But I am certain," he said over his shoulder, "that what every party is most interested in is whether or not that is real gold leaf."